Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can do both of those right there at the website, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go to my blog directly by going to jimsblog.biz, and I hope you'll check it out and all the other things you can do for free, and you can find out, you can learn things for free. You can find out more about our Brain Trust members and all the things that they offer, and all the incredible wisdom and perspectives and tips and tools that they've deposited with us over the last 8.5 years, including our good friend Karen Post, who's our guest today. She is the branding diva. She's the author of one of my favorite books, Brain Tattoos, and she is one of the world's top experts on branding. Welcome back to the show, Karen.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's new in the world of branding, Karen?
Well, you know, to really have a great brand, you've got to be different than your competitors. And sometimes that's hard for businesses because they focus on saying and doing the same things that their competitors do. So a big piece that I'm working on with companies I work with and when I speak is to help them be more creative and to think out of the box and come up with the next big idea so that they can stand for something and stand out and build a big brand.
Differentiate themselves.
That's right.
If I told you about the research that I heard about an industry that has big box companies.
No.
And they interviewed people coming out of the different big box buildings. And 60% of the people they interviewed could not identify the name of the company whose building they had just come out of.
Wow.
Now, talk about an industry that needs to differentiate itself.
Yeah.
And yet, the people in that industry continue to do nothing but the same old, same old. They just keep delivering the same old stuff to their customers. I bet you anything, that survey is probably 3 or 4 years old, and I bet you anything, if anything, that number would be higher now.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, well, it costs more to market when you're singing the same song as your competitors because the marketplace doesn't really know it's you. Like, if they can cover up the logo on your website or on your brochure, and if the language sounds just like your next competitor, well, then you kind of fall in the commodity mm-hmm. zone. And when you do that, people focus on price, and then you get the lowest price instead of getting a premium price for what you're selling. So I encourage people to be productive thinkers. You know, they've done a lot of studies on geniuses from our history, like Einstein and Beethoven, mm-hmm. and all of those guys were productive thinkers. They came up with lots and lots of ideas and constantly looked at possibilities instead of being a reproductive thinker, which many of us tend to be, and we look backwards into our experience to find the idea instead of looking at all the possibilities.
So be a productive thinker, not a reproductive thinker.
That's right. Like one of the big inventors, he would set idea quotas. And so if he had a project that he was working on, he would say, okay, I'm going to come up with 5 ideas every single day. I'm not going to look for the best one. I'm not going to judge them, but just 5 ideas every day for 7 days. Well, then at the end of the week, you've got 35 ideas
right.
that you can start looking from. So, you know, that's just a simple thing that people can do. And then just kind of change up their day, like when you drive to work, you know, drive to work a different way, go to some different restaurants. Just really try to change up what you've got going on. A lot of times you'll see new things.
That's not easy for a lot of people to do, is
it? No, it's not.
It's amazing how many people get stuck in a rut. You know, one of the things that I that I like to do to help me be a productive thinker is to start out saying, start with these words. What would happen if we, and then finish the sentence. What would happen if, and then finish the sentence. That's always a good way to get some productive thinking going, I think.
Absolutely. And a lot of people will come up with ideas, but then they go, but, and then they come up with reasons why they can't do it instead of, like you said, looking at, you know, how you can do it. And, you know, even things like collecting junk mail in your mailbox, you know, just throw it in a box, the stuff that you don't open, and at the end of the month, just go through there, and you will be surprised at all the different ideas and things that you can see that can open up some creativity for your company.
Well, and why is this important for, talk to us about why this is important for small business brands.
Well, because being different will allow your marketing dollars to work better and more efficiently. It's so much easier if you take a message to the marketplace and it's something distinct, people will remember it. So it's going to take less resources. So especially if you've got a small budget, but you've got a big idea, you know, you can do a lot more for less. And
even
many small businesses are in that situation.
That's an excellent point. Karen, even people who aren't your prospects, you give them an opportunity to see how you differentiate yourselves. I mean, how many times have you enjoyed a commercial or a slogan or something that you heard somewhere, a local advertisement, whatever, by a company that you may never do business with them, but they differentiated themselves in their message and you remembered it.
Right, and you may refer someone
exactly
to them. You know, it may not even be something that you're buying. Absolutely. So being different in business, especially if you're a small business. I mean, big businesses need to do it too, but they've got a lot of money to throw around. But the smaller businesses have to have big ideas, and a lot of times they have smaller budgets.
Well, or no budget.
Right.
Sadly, they often have no budget for advertising, marketing, and for branding. And I'm so glad that you've told us about this, Karen, because this is one area that small business owners really need to be focusing more on, and that is marketing overall, but especially branding.
Right.
If there's one thing that you and I know you agree with me on, and that's we've got to get small business owners to think about the fact, not only about branding, but to believe that they actually have brands. The question is whether they're the one who's defining that brand.
That's right.
Yeah, hold on to that thought, Karen. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about some more productive thinking ideas for your branding right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Post is our guest. She's the author of Brain Tattoos, one of my favorite books on branding. And Karen, give us your website, please.
BrandingDiva.com.
She is the Branding Diva, folks. No question about that. And now we can find the book there, can't we?
It will take you to Amazon, and that's where you can get it.
Can they find out more about the book?
They sure can.
Yeah. And how about, don't you have a little newsletter that goes out?
I do, every month. It's a little brand bite. It's a quick paragraph, easy read, but it's a good tip that people can apply to their businesses.
Well, check it out, folks. It's good stuff, and I know your customers continue to enjoy that, and your subscribers, Karen. And it's free, right? They just go and subscribe right there on the site.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about productive thinking, productive and creative, being a productive and creative thinker about our brands. You know, Karen, big companies spend millions of dollars every year just hiring people to think about the next thing that their brand is going to become, don't they?
They sure do. And small businesses need to be really doing the same thing, because innovation and being distinct is a great business advantage today, especially in the noisy environment that we all operate in.
You know, one of our Brain Trust members is Peter Meyer. He wrote a book called creating and dominating new markets. And he talks about, in the book, he talks about what the things that you're talking about. But from a standpoint of what you can do with what you're talking about doing. In other words, he says you can actually, a small business can actually dominate in a market. But they can only do it if they do what you're talking about.
Right, be different, because otherwise you're a commodity, and then you're always going to be fighting, you know, for price, and that's not where you want to be selling. You want to be selling on value.
Well, absolutely, and the price war's over, and we've lost.
Right.
I like saying that as often as I can, because some people still don't get that, Karen.
I know.
They still think that they need to be talking about price.
No, because, you know, then any competitor can just lower their price, and then you're just in a big circle. But instead, you know, focus on creativity and make sure your office environment is a creative environment for your staff members or even for yourself, you know, so that you feel creative. So if you see a cool ad somewhere, rip it out of the magazine, you know, post it on the wall, you know, just cool things that you see. Surround yourself with ideas to constantly stimulate your mind so that you're thinking about possibilities and not the way you did it last week.
Right, absolutely. Well, and you know, another thing that's, the small business owners probably, you know, they typically don't have enough of a budget. Many of them, most of them don't have enough of a budget to hire somebody to help them with their brand.
Right.
And if you've got any kind of an organization at all, folks, the brand ideas that you could come up with that would differentiate yourself is probably in the heads of your people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you think about doing brainstorming ideas, creative brainstorming sessions? What do you think about those?
I think they're great because, you know, it just empowers people to be free with the ideas, because a lot of the ideas are in their heads, but maybe they're not comfortable sharing them with everyone. And so if you create an event like that, it can be a lot of fun, you know, and start it off with a little improv, like go around the room, start a sentence, and each person adds on a word. The word does not need to make sense, but it follows whatever subject you're working on, and it just gets people to loosen up and to be creative. And you'd be surprised, some of the biggest ideas, even with the big companies, start in little rooms where people are brainstorming.
What if we started out by saying, let's identify all the things that we like about what our company does and the things that we sell, and then let's think about all the things that we don't like about them, where they don't work. So we got the good and the bad up there.
Right.
And then say something like, now, if we could wake up and be sitting on Santa Claus's lap and we could ask him for anything we would want for our company, for our brand, what would it be? Would that be just kind of a way to get things started?
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's an excellent idea.
And one of the things that has to happen too, I think, Karen, is the boss has to be very careful not to shoot things down.
Right.
Don't you think doesn't that happen too often where the boss says, we've already tried that and it doesn't work?
Right. You know, and it may not be a good idea that week, but post it on the wall. So then, you know, you walk by it every day and then you think of another piece of information that you can add to it and you can turn it into a workable idea. Yeah, so that's really important. Other things people can do is when you're doing brainstorming, listen to music. Music really opens up the mind. Hmm. And some of the very famous inventors and creative people really are big music fans, which is kind of a cool thing. And hang out with different kind of folks. So if you're like an engineer kind of thinker, real logical, you know, sign up at something at a museum, or, you know, go see a children's movie that's real creative. Just do some things that are different. Pick up different magazines that are not in your industry, and you'll see a lot of good ideas that will then stimulate new thinking in your business.
Karen, give us your website one more time, please.
It's thebrandingdiva.com.
Brandingdiva.com. That's where you can find out more about Brain Tattoos, which is my favorite book on branding by Karen Post. Thank you, Karen. It's available the book's available wherever books are sold too, right? Especially Amazon.
There's a chapter in there about creativity.
All right. Thank you, Karen. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Stephanie Winston. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Well, I'm your Venus.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.